This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Top health officials in New Mexico say the state has boosted the number of vaccines given daily by more than 20% over the past 2 weeks. State Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins said today during a briefing that New Mexico is ranked third in the nation for distribution, having administered nearly all the doses it gets every week. So far, more than 450,000 shots have been given. About 7% of New Mexicans are fully vaccinated with their first and second shots. That's double the figure from 2 weeks ago. Collins says the state will not be able to expand eligibility until more doses are shipped. The state's allocation has been growing in recent weeks and is expected to reach more than 72,500 next week. The state's vaccine dashboard shows higher vaccination rates among those 75 and older and among those who are Native American. Collins reiterated today the goal is to distribute shots as equitably as possible, with the focus being those who are most vulnerable as a way to prevent more deaths. The 7-day average case total has been trending downward over recent weeks. Just over 280 newly confirmed cases were reported today. The death toll stands at 3,562. Watchdog groups want the Biden administration to reconsider a decision by a U.S. agency not to conduct a more extensive environmental review related to production of the plutonium cores used in the nation's nuclear arsenal. The renewed request comes as federal installations in New Mexico and South Carolina face a deadline of making 80 cores per year by 2030. Jobs and billions of dollars in government spending are at stake. The National Nuclear Security Administration said it has no plans to revisit the environmental review, but the agency has confirmed that its approach to plutonium core production is among the programs under review as the new administration takes over. Nuclear Watch New Mexico, South Carolina-based SRS Watch, and California-based Tri-Valley Communities Against a Radioactive Environment sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Energy last week asking that a rigorous environmental review be done before production is ramped up at Los Alamos National Laboratory and the Savannah River site in South Carolina. A rebound in oil and natural gas prices is changing the outlook for state government finances in New Mexico as the legislature drafts a spending plan for the coming fiscal year. A team of economists from three state agencies in the legislature said today that state government income is likely to increase by $339 million during the fiscal year that begins July 1st to a total of $7.5 billion. State government income would exceed current annual spending obligations by 2.3% if the new estimate holds true. Senate Finance Committee Chairman George Munoz of Gallup said the state could be in a precarious financial situation when federal relief ends. He said the unapproved federal relief plan proposed by President Joe Biden would provide as much as $1.6 billion to state government, another $1 billion for public education, and $838 million aimed at local governments across New Mexico. This is KUNM.